and it could be the largest initial public offering in history. Alibaba, the Chinese online shopping site, has filed its paperwork to go public in the U.S., and analysts say it could surpass the $16 billion that Facebook raised in 2012. Paul Sweeney is senior internet analyst at Bloomberg Industries. He joins us from NPR New York. And Paul, for people who are not familiar with Alibaba, first of all, tell us about the company and what it does.
Sure. Alibaba is by far the dominant e-commerce company in China. So I think people can think about it as some kind of collection of Amazon, eBay, and maybe even Google. So you think about the dominance that each of those three companies has here in the United States and their respective businesses. You put that all together, and that's Alibaba in China. And China is by far the largest internet market in terms of number of users. And it's the fastest growing internet market. So Alibaba really is in a wonderful position here to take advantage of the growth of that market.
It accounts for 80% of online commerce in China, we read. But what about the profits there?
The profits are just extraordinary. The profit margins that we're seeing from Alibaba's filing yesterday just show profits that are margins that are well ahead of Amazon, well ahead of eBay, and even ahead of Google. So it's a business model that I think is going to be very attractive to investors, because I think investors, as they think about the internet in China, they've been looking for ways to invest directly in the growth of the internet in China. There have been a dozen or so companies over the years that have come public in the U.S., but Alibaba will be by far the largest, and it will, I think, really be attractive to investors because, there's this move in China, in the economic development of China, to move from kind of production to more consumer growth. And so when you think about China is trying to support the growth of the middle class consumer, that really goes to retail sales. And when you think about retail sales, e-commerce is a big, big part of retail sales, not just here in the U.S., but all over the world. And again, within China, Alibaba is the dominant player.
And what about here in the U.S.? What does an IPO for Alibaba mean for a retailer like Amazon?
I think it's a for Amazon, it's going to really just shine a light on the fact that, the Alibaba business model is much, much different than the Amazon model. The Amazon model is really kind of an online department store, an online Walmart, if you will. So with all of the costs associated with maintaining inventory, maintaining fulfillment centers and delivery logistics and all those types of things that are you would associate with a traditional retail company. So the Amazon margins are much lower. Of course, Amazon's a huge player, a tremendous growth story. It's been a great stock for a very, very long period of time. But the Alibaba model is a little bit different. They really just put buyers and sellers together.
It's more like eBay, you're saying.
Yeah, it's a little bit more like eBay. They charge a fee for that. They also sell a lot of advertising on their sites, so retailers can promote their sites on Alibaba's website. So the revenue stream for and the business model for Alibaba is much cleaner, if you will. It doesn't have all the encumbrances that you would have as a traditional retailer with inventory and so on.
But is it something that Amazon is going to have to react to in this country?
I don't think so. I mean, Amazon clearly has a different model, and if you follow Amazon at all, that Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, has been very, very clear about kind of growing that business and really becoming the e-commerce site to deliver just about every goods and service to consumers around the world. So he really envisions himself as the electronic retailer.
But the real question is, does Alibaba have drones to
Not
deliver
so far.
Things? Not yet. Paul Sweeney, senior internet analyst at Bloomberg Industries. Thanks so much.
You bet.